Topic today is barbecuing on Yom Tov, especially among young adult males. It's a very popular topic. I get many questions each year before Yom Tov, how to have a barbecue on Yom Tov. Now, the topic today is more on gas grills. Those using charcoal, the instructions are much simpler. We know about transferring a flame on Yom Tov from an existing one, and you don't put out the fire at the end. So then my instructions for them are merely safety notes, not leaving the flame unattended, don't do it indoors, etc. My focus today is on the gas grill, and specifically, the issue that comes up is what to do regarding shutting off the gas at the end when you are done. Now, there's a slight misconception in our terminology. Many people think cooking is permitted, completely permitted on Yom Tov. So, why do I say it's a misconception? Because the phrasing of it should be slightly different. They're not far off in practice, but it should be phrased in a different way. The Pasuk says, source 1, Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, Kom Lacha Lo Yaseh Behem. You can't do any Malacha on Yom Tov. Just like Shabbos. Can't do it on Shabbos, you can't do it on Yom Tov. But, big but in the Pasuk, Ach Asher Yachel Lachol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lechem. What we refer to as Ochal Nefesh, as in, you are allowed to cook yourself food. Make sure you have yummy, delicious, fresh, hot food on Yom Tov to make sure you are enjoying your Yom Tov. That is allowed on Yom Tov. So that's a very big loophole. So in practice, it means you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov that which you need in order to have fresh, hot, warm, enjoyable food on Yom Tov. And same is true of some of the other malachot as part of the cooking, getting yourself the food ready. So as opposed to Shabbat, when all cooking must be done before Shabbat, reheating can be done on Shabbat of cooked food when following the right rules, you know, the blef, the plata, etc. What can be cooked on Yom Tov? So already the halacha refers to a concept in source 2, the Gemara Ketubot Dav Zayin tells us that mitoch shehutra bar letzara mitcha nami shelor tzara, something called mitoch. Since you can light a fire for a permitted purpose, you can light it for other purpose. But the Gemara qualifies it and says there must be something that's davar hashav l'chol nefesh, something everybody needs. Okay, now everybody doesn't really mean everybody, but it means, let's call it a vast, overwhelming majority. And so the Gemara says, like heating up incense to make it smell nice, that might be something only pampered people need. It's the same fire. I can do a fire with this. I can only do something everybody really needs. Okay, so then say, wait, if I want to eat venison, you know, I want a nice deer. So maybe that's only for pampered people. So that you're allowed to do. Because it's just eating meat. And eating meat is something everybody needs. Okay, so you can just start getting me, oh, there's this vegan guy and whatever. Okay, overwhelming majority of people do eat meat. Do consider that a need. It's possibly a chiyuv on Yom Tov, and therefore one can cook meat on Yom Tov. One can have a meat barbecue on Yom Tov. But, however, though one can cook on Yom Tov, it may be limited in scope and that which needs to be done on Yom Tov. The various poskim disagree about all the tests which should be done before Yom Tov, which are kidding to Yom Tov. In other words, if your food is going to taste just as good if you did this task before Yom Tov, you did it on Yom Tov, so maybe it should be done before Yom Tov. Like, what's the difference if I add some garlic powder now or I did it yesterday? So maybe, if you're going to tell me it tastes the same, so maybe you should do it yesterday. If you're going to go, nah, the garlic powder you had yesterday, I taste it, and it's a difference. I'm like, this garlic powder must have been added yesterday. When you eat it, you go, that was done yesterday, so that's not as good. But anything that really you can't tell the difference, so then it shouldn't be done on Yom Tov, even though it can be if it needs to be in order to make your Yom Tov nicer and better. Got it? That's the difference. So when there's something that could have been done before Yom Tov, and your food won't taste any less fresh, it won't be any less enjoyable, and your Yom Tov won't be any less enjoyable, it should be done beforehand. So everybody agrees that the flame used to cook on Yom Tov must be before Yom Tov. Because there's no difference cooking on a new flame or an old flame. You never once in your life ate something and said, you didn't just light the flame for this food now, did you? It must have been that you lit this flame a few hours ago, and that's why this food doesn't taste as good. Okay, if you did that, so we might check your, you know, to see if you're normal. Because that's not a normal thing. You're with me? So, you want to tell me, yes, I should cook over the coals rather than, fine. But that doesn't mean that if I transit the flame, and lit this big fire, and took one log from that, and lit another fire, and took one log from that, and lit another fire, and this fire has been going for 3 weeks, and then I made you a barbecue on that fire, you'd go, this isn't so good, because this is a three-week-old flame. Okay, everyone's with me on that? Yes, question.
Does that mean it's only preferred that you have a pre-lit flame? If you don't have one, can you light a new one?
Okay, you can't light a new one on Yontif. Lighting a new flame on Yontif is an Isser Derabanan of Nolad. But you're allowed to transfer a flame. But you can transfer the flame. All you need in order to have, and you need to cook food, transfer a flame. We don't limit the transferring of flames on Yontif if it's that Ochal Nefesh. We don't just allow you to transfer flames. Well, that's what I was trying to get at the beginning. It's usher to transfer a flame, not for Ochal Nefesh. You can't just start lighting fires for fun on them. Okay, we don't just light fires. But you can light fire for a basic need. So the Gemara's example of mitoch, by the way, is like, if you want to heat up water in order to be able to wash your hands and face with warm water. So that's not food, but because it's allowed to heat up water for your food, you can also heat up water to, that's the mitoch. Since it's allowed for this, it's allowed for that. But it's got to have a certain need that you need it for now.
Is I think this may be an issue, but lighting like a fire for warmth?
For warmth. So
it like soaking the cloth?
So it might be similar in the mitoch aspect, given that you need that to be happening on Yom Tov, something you couldn't do beforehand. So, but you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't be able to do it for not that purpose. Again, that might be connected to the mitoch. But again, not a new flame.
Yeah.
Transferring the flame. Okay. So in addition to the concern of lighting the fire, there's an issue with putting out a fire. Obviously, we are not discussing chas v'shalom, a fire breaking out in your home in our current society. Yours, I don't know, do any of you live in like a manor in the, where your own house is the only house nearby and there's no one in the middle of for miles? Okay, or any of you live in a house surrounded by a moat or on an island somewhere? So, okay, maybe there's what to discuss about if your house goes on fire, not putting it out on Shabbos or Yom Tov. For most people in our society, Chas v'Shalom should be a house fire, but if there is one, we put it out. Jews, we put it out. We use a Jew to put it out, we don't need a non-Jew, we put it out. Because there's Sakanas Nefashos. If the fire spreads, somebody's going to burn down, there's old people, there's people sleeping, there's all sorts of... It's very dangerous. There's no discussion. If there's any danger to life, we put out the fire on Shabbos for Yom Tov. What about, in the theory, when, again, there's no danger, a rather contained fire, can you put it out on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Then we have an Isser. It's one of the Lamantan Melachos to put out a fire. So the Gemara, in Source 3, tells us, the Mishnah, actually, in Shabbos Kof Kof, so Rabbi Shimon ben Anas discusses where there was this fire on in a certain box, in a certain closet, a certain chest. So he said, you put something there, and it's okay to do that, even though the fire will affect it. Maybe it'll heat it up, it'll burn it, it's a problem. And then he says, you can even take pitchers of water, you can surround the fire with pitchers of water. If the fire gets to them, the water will put out the fire. He says that's a lie. And then in the same Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, but not if there are these flimsy pitchers, that the minute the fire gets to them, the pitcher is going to melt or break, and the water will put out the fire. So what's the machloket there? So the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Shimon Menanas, gram kiboy is allowed. What's gram kiboy? It's indirect causing the fire to go out. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's too direct if what you put there is so flimsy that the second the fire gets there, it's going to break or burst, so it's like you're putting out the fire. If I can't put out the fire, I can't slightly less indirectly put out the fire. But Rabbi Shimon Menanas says, once it's indirect, that you're allowed to do. So gram kiboy, he's allowed. Okay? Now, that's the Gemara's explanation of machloket, whether gram kiboy is permitted. So with that in mind, we can get to the main point of discussion about our barbecue story. when you're done cooking, you want to turn off the gas. When you turn off the gas, what's going to happen? The fire is going to go out. So when it comes to causing a fire to go out, even causing it to go out sooner is part of the issur. We know that from the next source. The Gemara says the following. Hanotin shemen baner. This is Gemara Beitz HaChafet. Hanotin shemen baner chamishim mavir. So you have this candle going. It's this floating wick in a pitcher of oil there. Like, picture your Hanukkah menorah. So you pour in some more oil. So literally, originally there was oil to last an hour. You poured more oil, and now it'll last 3 hours. So what you did was mavir. The flame was burning. I didn't change it. It's still burning. What did I do? So the fact that you added more kindling, that the fire, there was enough wood for it to burn for a few hours, you threw in a few more logs, and now it's going to burn for a few more hours. So what you did was avara. That's the Mishnah says. Causing fires to burn longer is esser avara. Similarly, the converse, causing it to burn shorter is the esser mechave. Hamistapik b'menu chai b'shem mechave. There is an hour's worth of oil in the candle. I take out some of that oil. I use it to, spread on my bread. I use it for anything else. I don't want it to go for an hour. What a waste of oil. Nobody's in the room. You know how you shut out the lights and nobody's in the room and you're trying to save money? So let me take out some of the oil. We'll save it for next time. So I'm stopping mimenu chayav mishum mechave. If you remove oil from the burning candle, you violate mechave. So Tosfos there, by the way, points out when it comes to, on the other side of the page, Tosfos points out when it comes to yantif, that's allowed because it's gram kiboy. It's indirect. Gram kiboy v'yom tov shari. On Shabbos, it might not be allowed. On Yontif, that's allowed. So how do we posit regarding putting out fires? Again, we're talking about that theoretical fire where there's no potential loss of life. So source 6, Shulchan Aruch, basically has that same lashon from the Mishnah in source 3. A fire on Shabbat, you can surround it with pitchers of water to put it out as gram kiboy mutter. It says the Ramah, B'makom seda. Not just in general, only in a case of loss. But at the same time, that was about Shabbos. Let's look how seriously the Shulchan Aruch takes putting out a fire on Yontif. Next source. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Tavkof Yedalet Zifav. Also, the Chabot Lekab Yontif. You can't put out a fire on Yontif. Afilu im roev beito shenisav. Even if you see your house is about to be burned down. In Ein Shabbos HaKadosh Nefashos. Okay, I told you, most of you, your houses, you must put out the fire. Nothing to discuss. We're talking about this theoretical concept, meaning it's a lot of the mitzvah, but not in your homes. Okay? Ve'ein mechaber bekat, not even a little splinter piece of wood, a filo kadesh lo yitashin abayi, you want the house to smell like smoke, or kadera, you want a pot of food to cook better. Okay, the Shabbos Mitzvah. You want to be able to sleep, and the fire is bothering you. Says the Ramah. Says the Ramah. This is only if I can save the food without putting it out. What's the issue? I have a fire going, and my food is cooking on it. If I leave the food cooking on the fire at that rate, the food is going to get burnt. It's going to ruin my food. So I want to be able to put out the fire or lower the fire. And then my food will not burn. Will cook just the right amount. So he says that dafka im efshar latzil gedir b'lo kiboy. Avon im efshar latzil, if you can't, olavashal gedir binyan acher rakshi chaveh mutu l'chavot, then you are allowed to put out the fire in such a case. Chena Rav Yikar, he quotes a number of people and he agrees. He says, same too with your home. That's the same with your home. Imagine you're planning on having this yantar meal. Where are you going to eat this yantar meal? In your dining room. If your house burns down, I know it might be low on your list, but one of the considerations might be that now, where are you going to eat your yantar meal? You no longer have that dining room. That's going to ruin your yantar. So then, mutar l'chavo. Let's say you have two houses, and if one of them burns down, you can just eat in the other one. You can't put out the fire just to save your money. Okay, that's how seriously we take the Isser Mechaba Anyatif. So, but if, I know we're all focused on the house burning down, but there's a little part there that becomes very relevant to our subject. About cooking, okay? Putting out the fire in order to not burn your food. From the way, the Shulchan Aruch paskens. From the Sugya and the Gemara, as paskened by the Shulchan Aruch, obviously you can't light a fire on Yantif, and you can't put one out on Yantif. But when it comes to cooking, you can increase the flame so that it'll help you cook faster. But to decrease the flame, to lower the flame, that's not to help you cook. It's just to save money or prevent danger. What, your food's going to burn? You know what you can do? Move the food somewhere else. And move the fire. And don't light as big a fire the second time. As in, putting out the fire isn't actually a needed malacha in order to help you have your yantif food. Remember, we have yantif. We have ochal nefesh. We want you to have a delicious, fresh, hot meal to enjoy your yantif. So we have to permit whatever malachot are needed for that to happen. Transferring a flame to make to be able to cook is needed. Lowering a flame, how is that needed in order to help you have your yantif meal? Everyone's with me? Okay? How is that needed?
Are these, is the Rabbanon like prohibitions? Because the right, like...
The right, you can't put out fires.
Because the right's also in that fish.
The right's also in that fish. It's like the food, it's like the fire. But you don't need to put out the fire to have ochal nefesh.
Okay. It seems like the right, it's more lenient. And then the Rabbanon are making it all...
The right, the only the Rabbanon difference is about lighting the flame versus transferring the flame. That was only because you can just as easily transfer the flame and still accomplish just as much as what you want for yom. You can still have the same hot, delicious steak that you wanted with a transfer flame as with a lit flame.
Surely if you're trying to keep the food warm,
yeah,
rather than putting it on, then as it's about to get burned, take it off, and then put it back on, and then take it off, you want to decrease the flame so that...
So transfer from that big fire... Take one log, the fire has five logs in it. Take one log, put it elsewhere, and put the food on that one log. And then it's a lower flame. Why do you have to put out the other four to accomplish what you're describing? That's the issue at hand. Okay? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a little bit of a chiddush. And he says, this is different today in our modern gas stoves. Back then, do you know the terms gara fakata? What is it we have to do to our, right? We're used to a blef or a plato. What's the issue at hand? So the way that they had fires was there was a fire. They would burn wood, and then hopefully you would cook on the coals. And how did you put out a fire? Well, you can extinguish it. You can pour water on it. You could also...
Yeah,
can stoke
it.
Well, stoke it gets it.
Oh,
the light water. If you want to not be lit anymore, you pour ash on it, you pour dust on it, you pour dirt on it. So lowering a flame meant like way more work. To add to a flame, I know some of you had trouble starting your bonfire in Lag BaOmer, but when the fire is really going, if you throw another log in the fire, it'll catch, the fire keeps going. Okay? To get the fire to stop, you have to do something to it. Yeah, it involves more work. Pouring ash, and to still be able to cook on it. By putting it out, it might be easier. You smother it, separate it, put another part, cover it, water it. But if you want to... It's very hot and you want it to be slightly less hot so you can cook on it, it involves way more work. Nowadays, on our gas stove, you know how I make it higher? Like this. You know how I make it lower? Like this. What was this? Was that very different? Right? The same flick of a wrist, I did both. So is one of them more work? And so he says, that's why I got this. If it's to, specifically, we're going to see in a second inside of Yigur Moshe, that specifically what is to help my food. Source 8, Yigur Moshe says, a pilot light, he's actually matir, if there's a pilot light, because that's like transferring the flame, as opposed to using the extra starter, that you can't do. But then he says, to lower it, to not burn your food, to not ruin what's in your pot, mutar. Even if I could just leave this one fire. Well, I think Ishacher, again, in the permitted way, just light a different fire, Shiakatan. I'm allowed to just lower this fire rather than having to start another smaller fire, leaving the big one going. Kishu the tzorech hatavshil, when it's for the purpose of the food, ein chiluk bein alakal the kiboy, there's no difference. Kevin shigam kiboy, what to the tzorech nefesh? When I'm shutting it in order to make my food better, it's all allowed as part of ochal nefesh. Now listen to the last line of this from Moshe Tshuva, and this is the part of the focus of this year, the title of this year. Ulaktin shalol letzorech bishul, to lower the flame, not for the purpose of cooking. Ela mishum hefsed hagas, but because you're gonna waste all that gas, waste all that money on that gas. Hukamo kiboy hagas lagamrei, says that's like shutting the gas completely. Just like taking oil from the burning candle is like putting out the burning candle, taking some of the gas is like removing all the gas. And then he says, then kiboy lagamrei usser, and if shutting it is forbidden, you also can't lower it. If shutting it is forbidden, you also can't lower it. That lashon everybody can sign off on. Even the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, if shutting it is usher, lowering is usher, and they're both usher. Everyone agrees. But Rav Moshe doesn't say that. He says, if shutting it is usher, then lowering it is also usher. What am I getting at? Because he has even more. Look at the next tshuva with the very bold letters. Ubedvar lakdin eish hagaz biyomtov. Imatif mimichav legamrei. Lowering the flame, is that better than shutting the flame? And here we have a zatachia adif, the bakhtaro gamke mechave. I don't know why it's better, because lowering is also mechave. Shemo lechave legamrei, like completely shutting it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. V'yesh etzli chidush gadol. I have a very big chiddush on this topic. Any and I don't want it in print. I don't want to read it. And he has this a few times in his tshuvas. A few times. There's another tshuva, v'chein any b'chtav. I don't want to write in print about shutting the gas in Yom Tov. Just, by the way, okay, that's what we said in the first tshuva. So Moshe Feinstein has this big chiddush, and he doesn't want it in print. What can that big chiddush be? This big, top secret, classified chiddush.
That you can extinguish. Because you said lowering is okay. If it's for the sake of food, though, you said when lowering is okay, extinguishing is okay, and lowering is okay when it's
for the sake. That's only when it's for the sake of food.
Right.
So can we do, so that doesn't help us on our barbecue. So I'm done cooking.
No,
I'm
right,
going to shut off the gas.
Right before you end, you turn it off and you let, like.
Because my last piece of food is going to cook better now because I shut off the flame.
Yeah,
like you want to use the gas.
That's again.
What if you want to cook again? What if you want to cook again later?
If you want to cook again later, okay, so you transfer another flame. Sign. No, that's not enough.
It's
not enough.
But if you don't do it, you'll have no gas later.
Okay. There seems to be a very large supply of gas in my house, you know, I don't know. Okay, could be. Maybe you're onto something.
I have asked usually at a barbecue and you just said like that.
We're going to get to that distinction now. Yes, okay. So, Rav Moshe's chiddush is this. If you ask the people in the Lower East Side community where he was the Rav, and his son, Lord of Tender, wrote it up in an article once, and another Rabbanim around, those who were close to, tell us that Rav Moshe's chiddush was this. We saw in Tosfot in Source 5 that Gram Kiboy is allowed in Yom Tov. That's not the chiddush of Rav Moshe, because that exists, and there's many who hold that way. On Shabbos, it's aser to cause something to go out. On Yom Tov, it's permitted. That's not the chiddush. The chiddush is that he held that shutting off the gas on your stove is considered only gram kibbutz. That's a chiddush. Why? Because how different, how is putting out the flame only like when I extinguish it with like water or fire extinguisher? The way I shut the flame on my stove every day, forget Shabbos Yom Tov for a minute. Today, if I cook dinner, I boil up a pot of water, pasta, whatever it is, and I'm done, how do I extinguish my flame? Turn off the gas. Okay? But he says, that's not kiboy, that's gram kiboy. And because gram kiboy is permitted on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shut off your stove on Yom Tov. So just like I can remove some oil for a flame, and the flame will go out in 10 minutes instead of a few hours from now, you can remove the gas, and your fire will go out. That applies in your kitchen stove, and that applies in your gas grill outside. Is this agreed upon by everyone? And the answer is, absolutely not. This is indeed a major chiddush of Rav Moshe, and it seems it's such a chiddush that he didn't even want it in print. Right? He writes, I have this chiddush, don't want to write it. And that's very surprising, because Rav Moshe has some major chiddushim in his tshuvas. He was very prolific, and he has chumras, and he has kulas, and he doesn't shy away. He writes to people, you're wrong, and okay. He was a major Talmud Chacham. And he didn't, I don't know why. Some reason he didn't want this one in print. There are many poskim who disagreed, or Shlomo Zalman or Rav disagreed, or Lichtenstein Zatzal said in the name of the Rav that the Rav was very not happy with this heter. And it hasn't been widely accepted. Most poskim don't allow turning off a gas stove on Yom Tov. Most people in their homes that I know who do cook on Yom Tov in a permitted way, so they transfer a flame, they have a yurtzeit left going, and they turn on the gas and they transfer the flame and they raise it, certainly. Many of them do lower it, but they leave it going till the end of Yom Tov. I would say at least a decade ago, I asked Rav Schreiber on behalf of a relative about using this heter, and Rav Schreiber said that people who tend to follow Rav Moshe Pesachim in general can rely on it or two. That doesn't mean that there's one Pesach sometime that you're lying on Rav Moshe. There's people who generally follow Rav Moshe on most things. That doesn't mean even on 100% of things. But if you follow him generally, if you're part of that tzibur, or part of that, certainly you can rely on him here as well. But he said even that, Rav Moshe would probably prefer having the gas shut off as early in the process as possible. So he's told me for the barbecue grill, instead of shutting off the knob, shut off the gas. The fire may go for one extra second. And it's more growing. And you can disconnect the gas canister, etc. For those who don't follow Rav Moshe on this, so there are other solutions. One is asking a non-Jew to turn off the gas, especially if you ask him before Yom Tov or hint him on Yom Tov. Again, because Ram keep, you know, all the differences about Yom Tov versus Shabbos. You wouldn't have to be allowed to ask him to do that on Shabbos without the kind of some fashas involved. But that is a possibility. The other possibility is they sell small gas canisters. So instead of buying the big multi-gallon one, you buy the 1 liter one. And you use it for your barbecue, and then you let it burn out. Obviously, not leaving the flame unattended. I don't want any injuries on my cheshbon and my conscience either. This was the shir I prepared and intended to deliver. And then, I came across a shir online of a major Maggid shir, major Talmud Chacham. Shirim and Pesachim are followed the world over. And I'm nothing compared to him. Nothing. But this Maggid shir, in addition to presenting how many other poskim disagreed with Rav Moshe on this topic and what a chiddush is it, he tried to limit the heter for a gas grill in one other way. He said it applies only to those who their gas grill is hooked up to the gas line of their home, and not to those who have a gas grill in its own dedicated canister. And why is that? So let's go to the last two sources. Source 11, Gemara Shabbos Chaf Tet Amud Bet. It's actually Mishnah. Mishnah discusses a case of a candle that's lit. A person takes this eggshell. This is what kind of kaler they had back then. So they would take this eggshell and poke a little hole in it, and they would fill this eggshell with oil. And then they would take that oil and leave it on top of, like, or next to a candle. And slowly the oil drips out of that eggshell and fills the container that the candle is going from. So instead of this candle now having enough oil to last, I don't know, 1 day, it has enough to last 8 days. Okay? Because you added that eggshell full of oil. So the Mishnah says, "Lo yikov adam shasher beitzim on shemen yimel pi aner b'shul shdim na tefer b'shul cheres." Don't do that. Why? So Rashi, the final source of the page, says, "Time of mishum zera shemi yistavik yimel." You might decide, "I want some of that oil." You'll take away the egg and use the oil for something else. The kevan shehiktzahu laner. You said, when you filled up this egg of oil and put it on that candle, you are saying, all this oil is for this candle. So when I remove the oil from it, just like we had in the Mishnah in Source 4, that you're mistopic mimenu, you're chai mishum mechaber. So here, you're taking some of the oil, So that's Mechaber. So, you have to explain when you set up a self-contained mechanism to feed fuel. So there's one fire. So removing that fuel is putting out that fire. So this Rav and Major Talmud Chacham said this mission is referring to one dedicated source of fuel for a fire. So he said, Rav Moshe's Heter, that applies the gas to your home. The gas in your home is not for just this one burner. You have a few burners on your stove. I don't know what else the gas is supplying. Maybe the house heat, your hot water, I don't know, whatever else. So the gas, it's not a dedicated source of gas or fuel for this one fire. So then, shutting off the gas wouldn't violate this problem. And he said, Rav Moshe must have held that closing the stove is not a self-contained fuel source for this one fire. It's the gas of the whole house. So he says, that makes sense. If the gas grill is connected to the gas line of the house, so too, it's the same as the stove. He says, but when your gas grill has its own dedicated gas balloon, maybe Rav Moshe's Heter wouldn't apply. It wasn't part of the Heter. Because now it's a dedicated supply. So when I disconnect it, I'm like moving that egg, I'm moving the oil from the supply. That surprised me. Because Rav Moshe's whole chiddush is based on gram kiboy being mutter, and this is gram kiboy. So I went back to Rav Shaver, even though I hadn't asked him for many years, but this was just this week, I went back to him, and I told him that, and he agreed with me that this was surprising. He says, Rav Moshe's chiddush is about gram kiboy and yantar being permitted. So there's no reason to be mechalik that way. So again, I'm not on the madrigal to be cholik on that Rav, I believe Rav Shaver is, okay? And he said, but there are many who don't hold like Rav Moshe on this, but if you do hold like Rav Moshe on this, it's allowed on the gas grill, even with its own canister. And again, if you don't hold a promotion on this, we mentioned the other solutions of the smaller canister, etc. So I wish everybody always a very joyous Yom Tov.